A corporate career can feel like a never-ending grind. Endless meetings, frustrating bureaucracy, constant travel, late-night conference calls, and time away from your family. But working for a large corporation can be a thrilling ride as well if you know how to navigate these challenges and how to turn them into strengths to fuel your success. Sounds easy, right? Well, it's not. So just how do you do this? Well, my guest has lived the corporate life cycle from start to finish, beginning as an intern and working up to senior deals partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers. He was also a global top 500 senior leader for General Electric before becoming chairman and CEO of his own private investment management firm. And he's written a book, Give to Get, and he's with me today to talk about corporate culture and how you succeed in this very difficult environment. Vishal Agarwal, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Steve. Good to be with you.
And we're speaking to you from Nairobi, right?
That's right. I live in Nairobi, Kenya.
Very good. You know, you really do sound, this is a Skype call, and you sound like you're, in the next county. So wonderful. Hey, so Vishal, so much of success in any situation is predicated on the ability to lead, the ability to be strong, to build teams of support, and getting everyone moving in the same direction. As I said before, it's easy to say, but actually, how do you do it?
Well, Steve, you know, for me, there are two principal ways. One I would call, what do you give? And the other is the approach. And in the what do you give, for me, it is all about giving trust, right? You give trust, you build relationships. The second part of this is really about approach. And I think a contemporary leader today is nothing but a servant leader. A good leader today ought to be a servant leader. A good leader today ought to serve his teams. Mm-hmm. So that's, I think, sort of, you know, the ideology with which how I lead today. And I've learned it over years. And I love to share it with everyone because I think it is an effective way to move forwards.
Well, let's look at a situation. Let me just draw something up here. You're successful with a particular company, and then you decide to join a new company and really apply those skills. But the people at the new company don't really know anything about you, and your career is kind of discounted there. And you've got to start from scratch building trust. Give us some ways to think about that in order to be successful.
Really good question, Steve. And I talk about this quite a bit in my book. It is something that every executive will face at least once in their career, right? So most people isolate themselves. Most people think about why they were hired. They think about, well, think about my experience, says, you know, Steve, when he comes into a new position, to personalize it, Steve. And you begin to talk about all your accomplishments outside to try and make an impact inside. But the only thing that really matters inside is your track record inside. And most people fail to do that, right? So connect with people, give them trust, give them relationship, listen to them, understand their culture, understand how they do it right without telling them how they should do it right. Right. A lot of us make that mistake. So we get into the job, the new role. We kind of say, look, time is ticking because I too have to be accountable. I want some wins. Mm-hmm. I've got to be able to show some early progress. So do for me. Well, why should you do for me, Steve?
Yeah.
If you're my team, what have I done to earn that from you? Is it just my title over yours? That's just not enough today.
Mm. Yeah, so the team has got to have skin in the game. And how do you get them to have that skin in the game?
Well, you've got to have skin in the game first. And that's the ideology with which, you know, I, you know, offer people to lead, right? I mean, I'm calling on leaders to kind of say, give first. If you give, you shall get. And that's the whole ideology, right?
So when you say give me an example.
So give them trust first. Right? Serve them first. Sort of go into the trenches and work with them first. Right? So do stuff, roll up your sleeves and do stuff for them before you ask them to do things for you. Right?
You know, it reminds me of Lou Gersten, I believe his name was, who came into IBM. Did I get that name right?
Gerstner.
Gerstner, thank you. And this was years ago, and IBM was really suffering. And he spent a lot of time really studying the company, I guess, you know, going, you know, down to all the different levels and subdivisions and so on. And he was able to synthesize that company and to turn it around to lead once again. Is that the type of technique that you're talking about in order, you know, to be kind of become part of the company rather than just some leader standing on top making directives?
That's right. So listening to your people, understanding their culture, assimilating to that culture, not discounting the culture that you find, not picking flaws with it, are a good place to start, right? You know, often people will come in and say, let me show you my way. Do it my way, says a new leader, as opposed to let's do it together, right? Mm-hmm. And leaders today, I think, really need to show the emotional IQ to learn themselves, right? To listen themselves, to be able to serve themselves.
Well, Vishal, you know, these kind of large concepts are very good, but I really want to hear something specific, maybe something that you personally have experienced, so we can all get a sense of what's happening really on the ground in real life.
Sure, Steve. Let me give you a pretty good and personal example. We talked earlier about me living in Nairobi, Kenya. That was not always the case. I moved to Nairobi, Kenya after working for a decade in the United States. I was a legacy Pricewaterhouse guy, and I moved here to take up a new role with PricewaterhouseCoopers in Africa to build a team, right? To build a business ground up. So I had a nice big job, nice big title, and I came to a firm that I had some familiarity with. Yet, in the early days, I felt isolated. I felt not involved. I felt not trusted enough. I was feeling like people were leaving me out of key meetings. I was feeling like people were not inviting me out for lunch. And these are all things that I was not used to, because in my previous role, I had built all these relationships and I had got to some level of success. So I was enjoying a level of social capital, if you will, which I was comfortable with. Here, I felt something was wrong. And I would stay up often and worry about, did I make a mistake? Is this a culture thing? Why am I not assimilating? It's the same firm. I then saw a couple other hires at the same level. I came in as a non-equity partner, as a director, so pretty senior within the firm. And there were two others in two other departments. And we would talk about the stuff all the time. We would meet over lunch and talk about the stuff all the time. And they too were feeling this. Then I realized one day that perhaps by not hanging out with these people that were also new and actually spending more time with my team and listening to my team better, building trust with my team better, working with them in the trenches, traveling with them more, I would accelerate my assimilation. That's what I did. That's what worked for me. And in the context of the others that were in a similar situation to me, one didn't last 6 months, and one finally left the firm because while he had some success, he didn't make partner. And the reason why he didn't make partner is because he didn't build enough of trust and relationships. So still was looked upon as the outsider, mm-hmm. Right?
Okay. You know, in your book, you talk about the lion and the goat. And I think those are two really good examples of what you're trying to convey here. We have a few minutes left. Tell us the story of the lion and the goat and how it relates to what we're speaking about.
Sure. It's a parable that I made up some time ago and I've been using. And I tell the story of, in your career, in corporate life, you'll meet only two kinds of people. This is my version. So you'd either meet a lion or you'd meet a goat. And the lion is someone that, even in the most difficult situation, will keep their head up. So if you think about a lion across a animal park or, you know, the African savanna and in the wilderness, and for some reason a game park needs to move the lion and tranquilize it, might be cornered, you know, the lion, as it's being tranquilized, moves its body and head up behind. Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about the goat. The goat, in contrast, you know, is very helter-skelter, is very indecisive, it's, you know, bleats, makes a lot of noise, runs around. But when you're actually about to slaughter a goat, let's say, you know, for whatever reason, Eid is an example I talk about in my book, The Islamic Holiday of Eid, you will see this, and you can YouTube it, the goat's neck automatically goes down. Meaning the DNA of these two animals is one that, in the case of a lion, in the most difficult situation, still holds its own, and the goat gives in. But also, the goat is restless. The goat is indecisive. The goat bleats and makes noise. Right? The lion, on the other hand, seldom roars, has courage, has confidence, has regality. But when a lion is actually aroused, right, will roar. And that roar is not to be taken lightly, but doesn't do it often, right? So that's kind of my story. And I've used it with mentees and colleagues for many, many years to kind of say, look, we were all lions when we were born, is my theory. And we all have lion-like tendencies, but we all can see goats in ourselves. So be the lion, not a goat.
Be the lion, not a goat. So if you're learning how, trying to figure out how to navigate these challenges and turn them into strengths to fuel your success, I think we've scratched the surface on how you need to think about yourself and the role you play. My guest is Vishal Agarwal, speaking to me from Nairobi, and the book is Give to Get. Vishal, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Steve.
To hear this again and listen to the full show or get a summary of the lessons learned here today, go to stevepomerantz.com. And while you're there, sign up for our weekly update where we will send you the important lessons from the show straight to your inbox. That's stevepomerantz.com.